This is the Cambridge English First for Schools Listening Test, Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a lesson on the subject of newspapers.
I enjoyed the discussion about newspapers. Having to do some research before the lesson meant we all knew what we had to discuss.
Yeah, but the discussion itself was a bit disorganised. We could have done with someone to lead it and make sure everyone had a chance to speak. We did get through a lot of topics, though.
Everything from how newspapers deal with social media to the way they report on celebrities' private lives. I thought some people had some very interesting and different things to say.
Yeah, well, they talk as if they've got something new and amazing to tell you. I didn't hear anything I hadn't heard before, though.
I enjoyed the discussion about newspapers. Having to do some research before the lesson meant we all knew what we had to discuss.
Yeah, but the discussion itself was a bit disorganised. We could have done with someone to lead it and make sure everyone had a chance to speak. We did get through a lot of topics, though.
Everything from how newspapers deal with social media to the way they report on celebrities' private lives. I thought some people had some very interesting and different things to say.
Yeah, well, they talk as if they've got something new and amazing to tell you. I didn't hear anything I hadn't heard before, though.
Question 2. You hear a man talking about skateboarders in the past.
I remember getting my first skateboard when I was 11. In those days, skateboarders were generally seen as rebels who just did whatever they wanted without considering other people. So skateboarding was disapproved of by just about everyone, and people who did it liked to show off the fact that they were different. They had to practice in the streets because there weren't any specially built skate parks back then. But it's difficult to understand why they were so looked down on, because I'm sure they didn't mean to get in the way of people and annoy them. It's completely different nowadays, of course. You can practice in almost every city park. I remember getting my first skateboard when I was 11. In those days, skateboarders were generally seen as rebels who just did whatever they wanted without considering other people. So skateboarding was disapproved of by just about everyone, and people who did it liked to show off the fact that they were different. They had to practice in the streets because there weren't any specially built skate parks back then. But it's difficult to understand why they were so looked down on, because I'm sure they didn't mean to get in the way of people and annoy them. It's completely different nowadays, of course. You can practice in almost every city park.
Question 3. You hear a girl talking about a diary she keeps.
I've been writing a diary ever since my mother bought one for my 7th birthday. And I don't mean a book with dates for homework assignments and parties. For me, it's more where I jot down my thoughts and feelings, and even sketch things that catch my eye. And I really appreciate being able to look back at what I've written. When I first began, I was worried my life was boring and there wouldn't be much to say. But it's actually made me realise that I do some quite cool stuff. Some people say writing a diary makes you remember the bad times. In fact, it's the opposite for me. I've been writing a diary ever since my mother bought one for my 7th birthday, And I don't mean a book with dates for homework assignments and parties. For me, it's more where I jot down my thoughts and feelings, and even sketch things that catch my eye. And I really appreciate being able to look back at what I've written. When I first began, I was worried my life was boring and there wouldn't be much to say. But it's actually made me realise that I do some quite cool stuff. Some people say writing a diary makes you remember the bad times. In fact, it's the opposite for me.
Question 4. You hear a boy talking about a weekly video he posts online in which he expresses his opinions.
I guess my videos have been a success, at least judging by the number of comments I get. Sometimes there are so many I can't possibly answer them all. People who leave comments don't necessarily agree with every word I say and tell me why they think I'm wrong. I've learned not to take this personally, though. The thing is to get a discussion going, if I can, and arguing's part of that. There's a lot of pressure to come up with something new and fresh every week, though, because there are more people doing similar things to me, and it's important to keep everyone coming back for more. I guess my videos have been a success, at least judging by the number of comments I get. Sometimes there are so many I can't possibly answer them all. People who leave comments don't necessarily agree with every word I say and tell me why they think I'm wrong. I've learned not to take this personally, though. The thing is to get a discussion going, if I can, and arguing's part of that. There's a lot of pressure to come up with something new and fresh every week, though, because there are more people doing similar things to me, and it's important to keep everyone coming back for more.
Question 5. You hear part of a program about sea creatures called sea dragons.
Sea dragons may sound like mythical animals from a fairy tale, but they really do exist. They're amazing little creatures, close cousins of seahorses, and they feed off tiny fish and plankton. They don't have teeth or a stomach and, you know, they have to eat constantly, and they're able to travel quite long distances to find an adequate food supply. Until recently, scientists believed that there were only two species of sea dragon, the leafy sea dragon, which has large plant-like flaps flowing out of its body, and the weedy sea dragon, which looks similar but has smaller flaps. It turns out there's a third type, one scientists have decided to call the ruby sea dragon, thanks to its stunning colour. Sea dragons may sound like mythical animals from a fairy tale, but they really do exist. They're amazing little creatures, close cousins of seahorses, and they feed off tiny fish and plankton. They don't have teeth or a stomach and, you know, they have to eat constantly, and they're able to travel quite long distances to find an adequate food supply. Until recently, scientists believed that there were only two species of sea dragon, the leafy sea dragon, which has large plant-like flaps flowing out of its body, and the weedy sea dragon, which looks similar but has smaller flaps. It turns out there's a third type, one scientists have decided to call the ruby sea dragon, thanks to its stunning colour.
Question 6. You hear two friends talking about a film they've seen.
Well, that film was rather disappointing, wasn't it?
I quite enjoyed it, actually. More than the book it was based on. I didn't even manage to finish that. At least I know how the story ended now.
Well, actually, the film totally changed the ending to the story, and I couldn't really understand why. And also, the boy who played the lead wasn't like I'd imagined. A bit too self-confident, you know?
But what did you think of the soundtrack? I found it a bit annoying and repetitive at times.
It's not the sort of thing you'd normally associate with that type of film. It seemed to work, though. Well, that film was rather disappointing, wasn't it?
I quite enjoyed it, actually. More than the book it was based on. I didn't even manage to finish that. At least I know how the story ended now.
Well, actually, the film totally changed the ending to the story, and I couldn't really understand why. And also, the boy who played the lead wasn't like I'd imagined. A bit too self-confident, you know?
But what did you think of the soundtrack? I found it a bit annoying and repetitive at times.
It's not the sort of thing you'd normally associate with that type of film. It seemed to work, though.
Question 7. You hear a news item about a small town in Alaska called Whittier.
Whittier is a port in the U.S. state of Alaska. When you get there, you realize that there's something quite unusual about it. There are no picturesque little homes scattered around. Almost the only building you can see is the Bagitch Tower. This 14-story complex is home to the majority of Whittier's 200 residents. As well as providing accommodation, the tower also houses Whittier's police station, supermarket, and local government office. The school, which caters for kids of all ages, isn't too far from the building's west tower and is accessible via an underground tunnel. This means they've no excuse not to go, even during Whittier's extremely severe winters. Whittier is a port in the U.S. state of Alaska. When you get there, you realize that there's something quite unusual about it. There are no picturesque little homes scattered around. Almost the only building you can see is the Bagitch Tower. This 14-story complex is home to the majority of Whittier's 200 residents. As well as providing accommodation, the tower also houses Whittier's police station, supermarket, and local government office. The school, which caters for kids of all ages, isn't too far from the building's west tower and is accessible via an underground tunnel. This means they've no excuse not to go, even during Whittier's extremely severe winters.
Question 8. You hear two friends talking about a dance competition.
Are you looking forward to the dance competition on Saturday?
Yes. Are you going to go in for it?
No way. I'll buy a ticket and go and watch, though. What about you?
I'm actually competing in it. I'll probably be a bit nervous, so I expect you'll have a better time than me.
Well, I'm sure you'll be fine and the audience will love it. But the people in charge really should have put it off until everyone knew what they were doing.
I could have done with more time to learn my steps, that's for sure.
Are you looking forward to the dance competition on Saturday?
Yes. Are you going to go in for it?
No way. I'll buy a ticket and go and watch, though. What about you?
I'm actually competing in it. I'll probably be a bit nervous, so I expect you'll have a better time than me.
Well, I'm sure you'll be fine and the audience will love it. But the people in charge really should have put it off until everyone knew what they were doing.
I could have done with more time to learn my steps, that's for sure.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.